We are learning Maseches Erev and Daf Pei Daled Amud Beis, and we are continuing Machlokes Rav and Shmuel if Lezeb Shoshel, Lezeb Zrika, is easier to lower or not, or it's even throwing and lowering are the same thing. Toshima, Shnei Gezuz Terayis, Zula Maila Mezu. Now, a Gezuz Terah is a platform that picture a house that's over the water. And in those days, you know, water didn't come in the sink. You had to get water from the river. So on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take water from a river into your house or onto a platform, because the platform here was 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high, so it's a shushi yachid, and a yam is a karmelis. So how do you get water up from the water, from the river, into your house to use whatever you have to use on Shabbos to wash yourself, to wash your hands? So what they did was, is that they made a mechitza that's 10 tefachim high, and they made like a box of 10 tefachim high mechitza, either above the porch or under the porch with a hole. It was a hole in it, it was open, but it had four tefachim wide and 10 tefachim walls going around it, protecting it either to the lower, under the porch or above the porch. And the halach is that you say, good achis, that it goes down. The walls go down. Now, even though halacha is a mechitza teluya is not a good mechitza, if you make such a mechitza on earth, on the ground, you know, on dry land, it's not a good mechitza, because mechitza teluya, because since it's a gedim, baikambay, things go on, it's not a good mechitza. But by the water, we have special heter that the mater by mayim, since it's just a big tzairah for mayim, kal husha kilu chama mayim, like the Gemara says before on Daf Yud Beis, that mechitza teluya is meteres by water. So here, you have two gezuz terayis. One belongs to Reuven, one belongs to Shimon. And Reuven and Shimon both, Beshutvis, paid for a wall around the hole where the water goes down. But it was only on one porch. They made it on one porch. They made this mechitza, they made this contraption, this walls, in order to take the water out. So what's the shaila? The shaila is it that mokim, now, that mokim of the water, where the walls are ki'ilu going down, that makam is a shushi yachid, because it has walls. That makam has two people who have rights on it, both Reuven and Shimon. Is that a problem of a nur shush? What?
Living in one porch, two porches?
They each have their own door to their porches. The porch...
It's one porch.
It's one... You know, no, two porches, two gzustarois. They're not next to each other. One's above the other one. One's higher than the other one. If the pit is on the lower one, that's very simple. He throws down his bucket through the lower one and goes down to the water. And
a hole through the lower board. How does he access again?
He throws his pail through that hole and goes down. And if it's on the other one, he's even harder. He has to throw it up and land through the hole and come down. And he pulls it up like with a pulley system. And he gets it back up. That's the way he does it. So here it's like two chaseris. These are two gzusteros and two chaseris. And they're two different chaseris. And you have a third chase in between them, which is the water. It's a third chase in between them. It's like we had a locha before, the wall in between two people or a structure in between. Here's another thing. You have a water that's a shizyachid in between two people that have two people have rights on it. Shaila, who it goes to. So now let's read it in the Gemara. Shnei gzusteroi zula mailam azu. One's above the other one. Osu lel yoyna. The upper one made the mechitza. Again, Rashi speaks out, they both paid for it. The top one made a mechitza. The bottom guy did not make a mechitza. They're both usher until they make an erev. So what's the kasha? The kasha is... What? No, it was within four tefachim of each other, two gzusteroys. So you can walk from one to the other one. You could make an erev. Anytime you can walk within one to another one, you make an erev. They're within four tefachim of each other. They can walk from one to another one, and you can make an erev. But they didn't make an erev. So they didn't make an erev now. They're both usher to use this water pit. It's not really a pit, whatever we call this. This structure that they throw something through this 10 tefachim mechitza, they throw something through it. They're both usher. Now, why they're both usher, the kasha is? L'chayr l'fi Shmuel, it should be easier for upstairs guy to do it than the bottom guy. Because the bottom guy has to make a zrika and a shoshel. But the other guy just makes shilshul. So why is it? So l'chayra, you see that they're both usher. So l'chayra, the kolshkin l'zeb shilshul l'zeb zrikul l'chadei that they're both usher. Here, you see that they're both usher. So it's a kasha on Shmuel. This is a kasha on Shmuel because if you Shmuel, it should be easier for the upstairs guy than the bottom guy. That's the kasha of the Gemara. Because he doesn't do zrika. If he rav, it's they're both hard. But according to Shmuel, shosu is always easy. Here it's zrika and shosu. Zok the Gemara. Omar rav ada barahava bevon beit achtoino derech yonel malos. The way he fills up is he takes a ladder from the bottom gezustera, goes up to the top gezustera, and that's how he fills it up. He doesn't throw it. They're both basosu. He doesn't throw it, and that's not how he does it. He climbs up to the top and uses it that way. He lets him come up, he does it that way. So therefore, that's why they're both also, because they both use it the same exact way. That's about the Bahavas tarets. That's one tarets. And Bayi Omar, different tarets. Bayi Omar is a whole different tarets. We're going to Kaimim Mesech HaSara Da Adadi. The height between the two Gezusteroids is less than 10 Tvachim. And therefore, like Rashi explains, and I'm going to read the words of Rashi in the Masechet Gagoyin, he says, the time of the Hacha, Lav Meshum Tash Meshuv. Here, the reason why it's Otzer is not because they both use it evenly. Ella, only, Meshum, the Kivim, the Begava, Sora, Adadi, Kayemen, since they're within 10 Tvachim of each other, Ein Reshush, Shlisha, Shazub, Lo Yizu. That fills that passage of Ezrika. It's not called a different Reshush. She'ein Chilak, Reshush, Bineyem. When do we say Chilak, Reshush? It has to be 10 Tvachim high. For example, you have two Chatzeres, you have a wall that's only 6 Tvachim high. Even though, let's say for one, it will be easier than the other one because the other guy's thing will be a little higher. It makes no difference. Once you're not, it's not a 10 tefachim high, then it's not called separate reshus. So here, since they're within 10 tefachim of each other, there's no mechitza in between. The two chaseris need a mechitza in between in order that the third reshus should be a new reshus. But here, they're like one chatzer. They're like one chatzer, not called a third reshus. Both gezusteroids are like one. They need air if they want to carry keilim shofsu b'bayis one chatz another chatz and echad they need air anyway. But here the lacha is always when you have two chatzeres keilim shofsu b'chatz I'm mutter to move b'chatz to chatz according to Rabbi Shimon at least. But so therefore here bayis mechayes to you that the reason why it's also to fill up the water is because they're that this problem because they didn't make air for each other. You go for your problem is because I can't take my pail and bring it to his chatzer because we're one chatzer we're all within each other. But then the problem is going to be, why did it say a case, who cares where you made the mechitza? Anyone want to be asked. So Abayi is going to move on to the question. Abayi, I'm going to come and say, it says, what does that mean? It's pashit that we make the mechitza for the tachtoina and not for the yoyna. That's pashit. It's also the kivin v'gav yoda adadi kaim and also adadi aser. And there, it will be more posh, that's also why. Because they're both b'shoshal. They're both b'shoshal, so there, even as the tashmishim, they're both even. So lo yimboi that case. Ella, afilu also the yoyna v'lo yoyna v'lo which makes it, according to Shmuel, easier for the yoyna and harder for the tachtoina, sak day techamina. Kivin l'zeh b'nachas v'zeh b'kosh. You would think, since it's easier for upstairs and harder for downstairs, leisvel zeh tashmishim v'nachas, we should allow the upstairs guy to shep the water. Why? Because for him it's easier. And kivin v'gava sara kayom. This is the within 10 tefachim of each other. Asra and adadi. They answer each other. Which is a big chiddush over here. We're saying now that within 10 tefachim of each other, it's an asa. Which is a big chiddush. But the Gemara is bringing a riot to it. Kiha dom rav nachma mashmul. And we bring a raya from his memra of Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. What's Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel's memra? Gag has somach l'shusharabim. You have here a roof that's somach l'shusharabim. Now, what the case exactly is a big machloikis in the Rishonim and the people and the tzaddikim who make pictures. But Lamai said, no, it's a big shayla what it is, because Rashi is a little sussum. But the case is like this, the simple case like this. Now, you have here a roof which they use that roof to get up to a second floor. To get up to the roof, they have a marpeses. And they're all within 10 tefachim of each other. It means from the shusharabim to the marpeses is less than 10 tefachim, the porch. From the porch to the gag is less than 10 tefachim. And the gag is also open. There's no wall between the gag and the shusharabim. The people in shusharabim sometimes use that gag to put things on it also. Even though it's a little bit high, so it's like 15 tefachim high, but the shusharabim doesn't have a choice. They have nowhere else to put things. And therefore, a lot of times, they use that gag to put things on it. A gag is not something people use so much, and people feel free to put things down there. So it says, if you make a sulam kavua, so gagas amashram tzorach sulam kavua la atira. And Rashi learns, you put the sulam from the aliyah to the gag. You put the sulam from your upstairs door to the gag. Once you put a ladder there, you're showing, this is my rishus. The rishus Rav doesn't have any power over here, kayach over here to ask me. This is mine. And therefore, it will not be usher. But if you put a sulam arai, loy, a temporary ladder, it's usher. The gag becomes usher to use. Now why? It's 10 tefachim high from the shiram. Why is it also? My time, lab mashum l'kim v'shoich asar da'adadi kayemi asar da'adi. So you know the reason is? Because since they're within 10 tefachim of each other, asas. The bar pesah within 10 tefachim of the shiram, and this is within 10 tefachim of the bar pesah, all becomes one big happy family, because all of them 10 tefachim of each other, and it becomes asar.
People living in both sections?
Where? On the bar pesah? No. No.
Who's answering?
What?
Who's answering?
The shiram is answering. The people of Shirabim are using this, and they're within 10 tefachim of each other, asses. Now, the Rebbeinu Peretz has a kasha. He says, you never find in a chatzar that's open to Shirabim, if it has, at least it has mechitzas, and here it's 10 tefachim, it has mechitzas, you never find that it's also, comes also from use of Shirabim. So Rebbeinu Peretz answers like this, that a chatzar, which I do a lot of tashmishim, and they are my main, I use a lot of things there, so what the Shirabim puts a little handkerchief there is not going to disturb my Ishtamshis. Doesn't not have an effect. But a gag, which is a very limited use on a gag. Therefore, if Shirabim uses it, it makes like two diurim, makes that also. That's how Ben Parrot speaks out. But like upon him, the Gemaras bring a raya that within 10 tefachim of each other, it makes it also. So l'chayra, it's a raya to this yisoy that within 10 tefachim of each other alone makes it awesome. So Gemara says maybe not. Maskura papa, maybe not. V'dilma k'sharav makasav lo v'kumsav v'sudra. Says here the reason why it's awesome is not because of 10 tefachim of each other. Here the reason it's awesome is because the rabbim they use it for light things like a kumsav v'sudra, which means like a cape or a handkerchief. They put it up there, and those things are very light, and they can pick it up high up and put it on it, even though it's above 10 tefachim. Since it's easy for them to use, even above 10 tefachim, it'll asa on the people of the gag. Masha inkin, when you have a koisel between two chatzeris, it says the normal use of chatzeris are heavy items. You can't put a heavy item above your tefachim, so therefore there's no use on it, and that's why it's an asa. Don't bring me a raya to a chatzer, because a chatzer that has a structure in between, something heavy, you're not going to put up on 10 tefachim. Masha inkin, shirabim, they have nowhere else to put anything, and this is light, therefore it's going to make it asa. And he says, like Rashi speaks out, "Mila kumsav asodra chazik shmei adam ayefim when they're tired or hot b'moysecham in summer. Noitlam kaveim take their hats for sudram and their handkerchiefs merashem from the head. Atchi afuach rubuhem till they get ear. Hukach asvi alayo. Feel like kaimer my pesav gav yod. Even though everything's above yod, since they use it, that will make it also. So the world's coming out. Basically, it's not a raya. You said within 10 tefachim of each other makes it one rishus. So you brought a raya from the case of gag that was within shirabim." With the 10th Fakhim, the Marpasa, with the 10th Fakhim, Rab, don't make a raya. It's not the reason why it's awesome. The reason why Gag is awesome is because it's easy use for Shirabim type of use, which for light type of clothing they use it for, and that's what makes it awesome on each other.